And we're back with another edition of Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. Man, the season is halfway in the book so far. I can't believe we're already this far into the regular season. And I'm pumped about this next guest we have. He was in a hard-fought battle Thursday night against West. It's none other than Eli Owens from Alcoa. Eli, thanks for hopping on, brother.
No problem.
Man, let's jump into it, and I just want to recap the game last night. I know it's not the outcome that you guys wanted, but, man, that was quite some battle. I mean, that was, of recent memory, that's one of the best high school games I've seen. In the first half, you guys had it rolling. I think you had 11 first downs, 3 of 4 on third down. They looked to you early, first play of the game, and then you had a big play on the first drive to set up in scoring range. You're really a key component for that offense in that program. But what's your takeaway from the game, and how are you all going to try to bounce back?
It was a hard fought game, but we knew that going into it, that it was going to be a 48-minute fight. We knew that going into it, that they were going to be one of the better teams played all year. You know, and all week, Coach was talking about, you know, just doing the little things, keeping the little things correct, and just staying focused on the task at hand. You know, if something goes bad, it's not the end of the world. Move on to the next play. So, that's something I can say for everybody last night, too. I can't say that anybody really got mad at any other person. You know, at times when we were down, we weren't yelling at each other, we weren't griping and complaining. You know, we all knew that the bad things were going to happen, and that's another thing Coach Nick says. You know, he's always talking about that you got to prepare for the worst, you know, and if you prepare for the worst, when the worst happens, it's not going to be as bad as it would, you know, if you don't. So, I mean, you know, things got bad, things got down. You know, I felt like we stayed composed, did a good job trying to fight back. It just didn't come out the way we wanted it to in the end.
What's going to be key for you guys going down this stretch, this last half of the regular season, going into the playoffs? What's key for you guys to make sure you guys achieve what you want to achieve?
Personally, I would just have to say, you know, staying healthy and believing in ourselves. One thing I can say is that everybody on the team has a giant, like, feeling of respect for another person on the team. You know, everybody, we're very unified as a team. Everybody loves everybody. Everybody would do anything in the world for everybody else. And then another part would just be, you know, staying healthy. You know, like, we're not that big in numbers, so, you know, just doing what we can to, you know, stay hydrated so we're not cramping, prevent injuries, you know, hitting, stretching extra throughout the week, you know, getting the proper care we need. That'll definitely help us as the season wears on.
Yeah, you can definitely see that chemistry and watching you guys play, that brotherhood that you sort of speak of. Particularly at the quarterback position, like whether it's Lunsford or like last night, had to enter Eli Graff there at the end in crucial situations. It seems like the vibe is, next man up, and whoever that may be, you have full faith in him. Is that the sense that you guys get there?
Oh, 100%. Last night when Zach went out, Eli came in the game. You know, we weren't thinking, oh, crap, oh, no. No, we genuinely thought that we were about to go in there and we were going to win the game. Eli made that great pass to Brennan Dugan on the sideline.
Yeah.
All I can say is that Ryan Scott made a great play for West. You know, it was a greatly thrown ball. You know, Jordan made a great play for it. It just didn't come in the person's hands that we wanted it to come in. You know, I hate that Zach got hurt, but the good part is, you know, the way we worked practice, Eli was ready.
Right.
And, like, that helped us a lot to get down to the goal line and have a chance for that final play.
Yeah, you don't call that play for your backup quarterback in that situation unless you have full faith in him. And like you said, great play on the West defender. That was just, There's not much you can do about that. So, yeah, man, the next thing I wanted to know is, what's the transition been like from Gary Rankin to Coach Nix? Because whether you're a freshman, senior, or you're a youngster growing up in Alcoa with your eyes set on playing for the Tornadoes, like, Gary Rankin has a lasting impact. So what's that transition been like?
You know, surprisingly, it's not as much of a transition as you think it is. Like, I mean, Coach Nix has already been here for, Lord, what, 17 years at this point. So, like, people think that it's a huge transition. You know, with Coach Rankin leaving, I'm not mistaken, we didn't lose a single coach. So practices are the same they did with Rankin. You know, we're still emphasizing the stuff we did with Rankin. It's just we don't have that. We just don't have that voice yelling at us every 3 seconds anymore.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, when you've won 17 championships, I mean, and like you said, most of your coaching staff is intact, you're not going to have a lot of room for error there. Everything's going to be ran pretty tightly, and you can definitely see it when you watch you guys, because that's why I asked, because it's it's like he never left. But at the same time, it Coach Nix is in a new position, is the new face. So there is a little bit of difference there. Eli, I wanted to ask you about, like I said, you're a sophomore, but you've been in the spotlight big time for the program and locally, regionally, big time player. What has it been like being in that spotlight so early, particularly as a freshman and now?
I mean, I don't really like to think about that stuff that much, you know, like, I don't really think about, you know, I have to go out here and, you know, I've got to have 10 catches tonight because it makes me look good. You know, I don't really go out and worry. Like, I'll never tell somebody to go out and throw me the ball. You know, I want to do what's best for the team. I want to make the team win. And if I can just do my part, you know, if I can catch every ball that gets thrown to me, and if I can block the way I'm supposed to, you know, not let anybody pass me, I consider that a good day. And if we win at the end of the day, that's all that matters. So, I mean, I wouldn't really say that I'm too focused on me specifically more than the team.
Part of that spotlight comes with the recruiting process. I know it's really early on, but I think when summer wrapped up, you had 8 offers, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Some of them were big time, Tennessee, Michigan, Michigan State. What's that been like? Because you've had to get that started in some degree. I was wondering if you could give us an update on what that process is like.
You know, it's cool. You know, it's enjoyable. Getting to talk to all these different coaches and getting to see, you know, all these different campuses. And I mean, it's cool and all, but, you know, at the end of the day, I got to go out and I got to produce on the field for all this to happen. But I mean, I just want to go out and make sure I do my job on Fridays. So that way one day I'll be able to do my job on Saturdays and Sundays, you know.
Tell us about yourself growing up. Like, did you grow up in Alcoa? Did you always have your eyes set on becoming a part of that historic program? Let us in on that.
So my mom went and graduated from Alcoa, but until sixth grade, I went to Maryville, but I only went to Maryville because, you know, that's where we could find a house to live in. You know, but thankfully in sixth grade, you know, this house opened up in Alcoa, and my mom jumped at the bit to get it because she's wanted me at Alcoa. My whole family's at Alcoa. So, you know, I was going to end up at Alcoa no matter what, and I'm just happy it did. And I'm going to graduate from Alcoa. Hopefully one day my kids will be able to.
So you're a Tornado for life then?
For life.
Awesome stuff, man. Looking for a sweet treat to grab on the go? No need to bust out the flour, sugar, and baking pans. Order some Crumble cookies. Choose to receive your cookies through curbside pickup, takeout, or delivery. Fill up a 4-pack, 6-pack, or party box with delicious flavors from the weekly rotating menu of 175 different flavors. Order delicious gourmet cookies on the Crumble app today. Check out Knoxville's new location, 6672 Clinton Highway, Suite 104. And welcome to the second episode of Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. Last week, we talked to Powell quarterback Jordan Potts. This time, we're handing things off. We're stepping across those county lines, staying sort of in the neighborhood, handing things off to a big-time running back from the area. He's listed as a 6'2", 220-pound, three-star running back and linebacker. It's none other than Anderson County's Gavin Noe. Gavin, welcome to the show, brother.
I appreciate you having me on.
Gavin, we're in week one. You guys have had some scrimmages under your belt, jamboree, fall camp. What's the vibe like in the locker room right now? How did things go in the summer, and how do you feel about the fall?
Honestly, right now, we're pretty excited about the season. You know, we just got through all of our scrimmages and whatnot, and you know, we had some had some setbacks, but honestly, we responded well, and we've done pretty good this week, and it's given me some confidence, and I'm very excited about week one.
First of all, I wanted to ask you about a big time decision you made in the summer. Earlier this summer, you decided to make your commitment to Navy. What went into that decision to commit to Navy? Because it's not just a football commitment; it's a lot. It's almost like a lifetime contract, really, being a service academy and all.
Yeah, that's the truth. There was a lot that went into my decision. It was the top pick for me as soon as they hit my line in about April, May. My dad and my brother, they went up to a camp in Annapolis. I think he was a senior. And they talked about how nice Annapolis was, how great of a city. So when I went up there to see it for myself, it really was. It was everything they said it was going to be. All the people were super nice. The coaches were super nice, especially Coach McDonald, Coach Ingram. They were very, very, very kind to me and my family. And the way they treated me, it really did. It showed me. I mean, they talk about it being a brotherhood. You know, I kind of like those type of values and having like-minded people. Because I come from a place in Harris County, Coach Gill, and we talk about brotherhood and family all the time. So that made that an easy decision. When it comes to service, it's not something I really think I thought about for a while, but the more and more I thought about it, you know, I made my commitment, and then for about a week or two, you know, you're second-guessing yourself, and, you know, you're wondering, did I make the right decision? Do I really want to play here? And it just kind of, yeah, recently, honestly, it's just kind of started to click, and, I mean, it's something I really, really want to do now. You know what I mean? And that's just I don't know when it clicked. I don't know how it clicked. It just kind of did. I was watching all these videos and studying up on them, and it became more and more and more intriguing to me. And I was pleased to say I made the right decision.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, was that always in the back of your mind? Something you always thought about going to a service academy?
Not for me, but for my brother Trey. He always talked about going into some type of service. He's a big history buff, and I mean, I remember when he was in middle school, he had a high school history textbook and he read it front to back. So he's always watching these history documentaries. Let me tell you, oh my gosh, all the time. I'm telling you. So it's always been there. My granddaddy served in the army, late Vietnam. He didn't. I don't think he ended up. He didn't end up going. We got out of that before that happened. So that's always. It's been in my family. It's been in the back of my mind. And when it became an opportunity to me, and also it gets, you know, it pays for your college. You know, and I started thinking about it more and more. And I was like, yeah, this is something that I don't just have to do. And the service, it's something I want to do, you know.
So does the decision help you with some relief, like going in senior season, knowing that you've gotten that big time commitment under your belt and it's out of the way? Does that help you at all going into this last season of your high school football career?
Honestly, I can't say that it does, just because I've never as a player really worried about that. I've never worried about, you know, what the media says about me, or what the colleges think of me, or this or that. You know, I've never, I mean, my dad can tell you, I mean, I've always been big on college football. I've wanted to play, but I mean, when it come down to it, the only team I was ever worried about playing for was Anderson County. But, you know, when it became an option to play in college, you know, I, And of course, I started thinking about it, and it became something that I was like, yeah, I don't want to stop playing football for at least for a little bit. And so it was something, yeah, that I've always thought about. But I mean, it I don't know if it does help me. It's just, I've always loved Anderson County, and that's pretty much the only team I've ever saw myself playing for, you know.
As far as the 2023 class goes, you guys got some special guys. You, Bryson Val, Walker Martinez. How special is this group, and how have you guys developed into leaders to keep that AC culture going? Because you spoke about it right then. Like, a lot of kids are like you. They grow up, eat, breathe, sleep AC football. So what about this 23 class? How special are they? What do they mean to you guys?
Yeah, the best example I can give you is when it comes to our quarterback, Walker. The reason I think he's not growing up as an Anderson County kid, but he's an Anderson County kid, if you know what I mean. I mean, he's a tough kid. He really, as a freshman, we're coming into the season, he was backup, of course, and he earned a lot of respect, especially for me and the teammates. I mean, he was a hard-nosed quarterback, and you know, he was putting his body on the line, just trying to win those. He was playing in JV games, of course, as a freshman. He was always putting his body on the line and such. And I really consider that to be Anderson County football, and I really consider that to be our culture. That's the best example I can give you of leadership when it comes to that. You know, just putting our body on lines. You know, not caring what happens to us, about us. You know, that's always been Anderson County football, and we have a ton of those guys. I mean, our offensive line is really, I think they've had a big 180 from last year, in my opinion, from what we've seen so far in the scrimmages. They really put the work in this offseason with Coach Chadwell and Coach Ross. I mean, they've been working nonstop, you know, and I really, that even if it's not as big as improvement as I think it is, it's something I can appreciate and something I can look at, and I can be, it keeps me going as a player, you know what I mean?
And you coming into this summer, like I mentioned, the 23 class is pretty special for you guys. And you got your sights set on some big things your senior season. What have you guys worked on in the off season? We talked about the region championships, but what have you guys taken care of to sort of take that next step and to end your career on a high note?
I would say we've definitely done a lot on our defense. You know, we've changed up the playbook a little bit. Coach Lambert coming in, he's done a great job, and he's been able to motivate a lot of us. And I really feel like our linebackers are a lot more polished than they have been under him. He's done a great job of just working with us. And I think Coach Chavo, he's done a lot for our offensive line. He's also brought a lot to our offense. He's done a great job. I mean, but honestly, I gotta be honest with you, our offensive line, they've really, like I've said before, they put in the work this offseason. I mean, Lucas May, I'm gonna give him a little bit of a shout out right here. He did a great job of taking last year on the chin. You know, it was obviously upsetting for him and for all of us, you know, to go 6-6 and finish round two. You know, it's not something we planned on doing, but he did a great job of just redirecting this offensive line. And, you know, they put in a lot of work. I mean, we would work out, and he would take them, and they would stay after, and they would do extra stuff. And Coach Chadwell, he would get with them, and they would do extra stuff. And, you know, I really appreciated that. And I really think that's probably going to be one of the biggest differences you'll see. And also on our defense, I guess you'll have to wait and see for the differences on the defense. I mean, we've changed up some stuff, of course, but until you put it into gameplay, you know, nothing's ever guaranteed.
Gavin, now we'll get into some fun questions. Normally people call it rapid fire, but we don't have to go quick. You can take your time. I'll call it pop-up questions. You mentioned, you know, you grew up in AC. It's a Mav for life. and like, that's what your eyes were focused on, and not really so far beyond like college football. But you got to have some heroes on the football field, right? Like, you model your game after anybody in particular?
Absolutely. Got to say, my number one guy that I've always looked up to as a pro player, at least, James Harrison. James Harrison was always the guy I looked to. I'm a Pittsburgh fan, and I grew up right around his time of dominance. I mean, I just loved watching him play. And I didn't even realize until I got older how much he worked off the field, you know, in the weight room. But, I mean, just watching him play, he's so intense. I mean, he's that's the type of guy I always wanted to be. Yeah, James Harrison for sure. When it comes to local players, I always looked up to, I'd say, Andy Long and Tyler Hicks were two of my guys growing up. Andy Long was a running back, and he played through a couple injuries. I always remembered that, and Tyler Hicks was a quarterback, and I just loved watching T. Hicks play. He's an all-timer for me.
As far as Pittsburgh goes, who starts under center?
Who starts under center?
Yeah.
Gotta say, they're giving Mitch Trubisky the nod. I agree with it, too. They go Mitch Trubisky. He's the veteran, and I think he could be. I mean, he played for the Bears is the thing. The Bears have always had awful quarterbacks.
Yep.
They have terrible quarterbacks. I can't sit here and trash Mitch Trubisky when I don't really know
right
what he can do. I mean, he played for the Bears. That's not even fair.
Yeah, and he was matched up with the best OC possible last year when he was a backup at Buffalo. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch. Do you think the Steelers continue the streak, Mike Tomlin's streak of finishing above 500?
Yeah, I think we'll be better this year, honestly. Big Ben was a good quarterback, but, you know, in his later years, he was more like a crutch than anything. I mean, he could direct and he could do all that, but when it came to airing that ball out, he couldn't get it 30 yards. I mean, call it what it is, he couldn't throw the ball.
Yeah. Favorite pregame meal?
Pregame meal? That is a hard question. We've switched it up. I'd say I have to go with a Zaxby's, Big Zax Snacks.
So that's the secret. That's what gets the juices flowing for you.
Sometimes I get Sour Patch and a Coke and maybe an Icy. Yeah, it depends on who we're playing, I guess.
What about post game? What are you digging into post game to really, you know, get those cravings when your body is just desperate to replenish?
Post game, I'm probably chewing on the first thing I see, honestly. But I feel like a steak taco is probably my go-to. Oh. Steak and cheese taco. That's always a solid option.
Nice. what's your favorite hype song?
Hype song?
Yep.
Like, I'm going on a hike. What's my favorite hike
song? No, hype.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
I was about to say, that's a really random song. How about the Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks?
Ooh.
I'll go with that. That one's pretty good.
Now, are you still kicking that, like, because I was going to ask what's your favorite celebration song, like, after a big win, and you're chilling after the game, and you're just lathering in that victory feeling, like, are you going to play the same song, or are you going with something different?
I feel like Sweet Caroline's always a good one to go to.
There you go.
If you're on the field, Sweet Caroline, if we're in the locker room, it's whatever Izzy and Cole put on.
What's your favorite, speaking of hikes, maybe this will be the answer to this next question. What's your favorite activity outside of football?
I like washing my car. I like washing my car, and I haven't been able to do that in like a week now. I've been so busy. I like washing my car and listening to music at the same time. That's probably one of my favorite things to do.
Nice. Gavin, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you one more question that I'll ask all the athletes that hop on here. If you could describe, what does high school football mean to you?
High school football means everything to me, and it's mostly about just Anderson County. This place is very special to me. I mean, I was literally born here. I've literally grown up here. I've been here my whole life. I think when I get old, I'm probably going to end up being here some way, form, or fashion. Probably somehow end up messing with the football team when I'm 50, 60, 70 years old. It means everything to me. I mean, like I said, I've watched all these players. I can name games back in 2009, 2010. It means everything to me. Just to be here for this community.
Gavin, you're a 3-star Region 2 4A MVP in All-State. What's left on the table?
I gotta say, we're going for a state championship. You know, everybody in Ashe County feels like it's our year. I feel like it's our year. We're gonna go for it, see what happens. Most of all, we're just gonna put everything on the line. I mean, I'm not gonna change the way I've ever played football just because I have some offers now. I'm not gonna change my mentality towards the game. I mean, I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna give everything I got, and see what happens.
Great stuff, man. Gavin, I appreciate you hopping on. Everyone, catch Gavin on the socials at GavinNoe25. That's N-O-E. Or you can catch him on the football field because you're going to hear about him. You're going to hear about him and the AC Mavs this year because they're super talented. And this is one of their leaders right here. Gavin Noe, thanks for hopping on with us, brother.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, we look forward to touching base with you later on.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.